Hey, it's the Ralphie Radio Show, hanging out right now with Zach, Jack, Ryan, and Alex from All Time Low.
Hi.
Well done. Did your homework.
No, I do what I can. Wikipedia, thankfully. Of course, the album is called Dirty Work, and it's coming out the day after my birthday, June 7th. Very easy for
nice.
Me to remember.
We did hear that it was your birthday, and we decided of all days.
My birthday falls on a Monday, obviously, this year. You can't drop an album on a Monday.
We tried to get it switched. Interscope wasn't having it, so.
You know what? Let's plan for 2012. You guys will release your next album on my birthday?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do our best.
Easy enough. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. All Time Low here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Funny enough, I was actually speaking about your album with your boy Ryan Key from Yellow Card. And, you know, he was telling me how now that they've gone independent, Yellow Card has. So he's been talking to you guys about kind of the major label politics. And obviously, you guys have had to deal with that a lot with this album being pushed back.
Sure. To be honest, though, it was kind of it may have been our own faults with that one. We kind of jumped the gun on actually announcing anything. When we said, you know, we were shooting for March. We were hoping for March. Everybody's fingers were crossed on March. And what ended up happening was it wasn't March. We kind of spoke too soon on that one. I don't really know if it ended up actually getting pushed back or if it just never was really slated for March.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So you guys were just kind of hoping to release it earlier than the label was going to release it the entire time.
Essentially, the lesson we learned here is when doing print ads, don't say anything. Because they will
just say coming soon.
They will take you saying, we're hoping for March, to the record's coming out in March.
That's
kind of what happened. It got lost in translation. And, you know, consequently, there were some people that were like, why'd it get pushed back? But really, it was always slated for March.
Well, if you read about this record on the internet, a lot of people are under the assumption that there's bad blood between you and your label over this album being pushed back, which I guess obviously isn't the case.
No, not at all. And it's kind of a funny thing. It's just one of those things that the rumor mill just starts turning, and especially at a time when the album's about to come out and things like that. But yeah, no, there's absolutely no bad blood whatsoever. We're stoked. We were fully on board.
It's interesting in this day and age, too, because that rumor mill can turn a lot quickly than it used to, but at the same time with Twitter and Facebook, you guys can directly reach out to your fans and let them know what's up, what's right, and what's wrong, which is, I would imagine, what you guys have been doing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's just one of those things where it's like you have to be very aware of what's happening in the online communities. If we even see something starting to bubble up like that, we can kind of squash it immediately rather than letting it turn into this big viral rumor that just spreads.
But of course, as soon as you squash that one, you got another one.
Yeah, you have another one.
It's like when my fake online.
We've had a couple fake.
I didn't hear about this story, and I mean, obviously, you can imagine why I wouldn't. I'm not looking into stories like that. But what? Yeah.
How dare you?
What happened there?
Oh, I was just my Twitter started blowing up. Like, yeah, your nudes leak. I was like, yeah, whatever. I believe it.
I have my picture. It was more of a surprise. It wasn't real.
Yeah, I was like, it's about time. So I went to see the picture, and I was like, yeah, that's not me.
Gotcha.
I was kind of bummed.
You wanted to show the...
Wait, you wanted, like, a leak like that?
No, it just... He wasn't a shower.
Oh, okay, so you were mad because it was...
I'm bummed that people thought that that's me.
It was a terrible misrepresentation.
Everybody assumes that you have a tiny...
All Time Low here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Dirty Work is coming out on June 7th. Now, you guys started recording this album March of last year.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time, obviously, coming. What do you guys have planned for the release? Besides, I would think, a huge party.
The party will be the main priority there. Apart from that, I think, you know, this band is a touring band. So I think one of the major things is really that we're just going to get back on the road nonstop.
Go right overseas, actually, pretty much.
You guys are going to go overseas and come back and tour in the States again? What do you guys have planned for as far as that goes?
Well, without going into too much detail right now, because we're still kind of locking it all in.
You don't want to jump the gun again.
We learned our lesson.
Awesome. Well, we'll check your Facebooks and Twitters to find out more about it. Again, the album coming out in June, Dirty Work, All Time Low. Fellas, thank you so much for being great.
Thanks for having us.
Make some time.